This is URN Sport.
All 33,000 students at the University of Nottingham, they know what this means.
This is Jeff Selling from Sky Sports, and you're listening to URN Sport.
Bit of space for Ben Osborne towards the edge of the penalty area. The youngster goes on and smashes it home! What a strike from Ben Osborne!
Or 25 yards out, he's going to shoot! Oh, what a goal from John Stead!
This is URN Sport.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Dunn. I'm your host for the next hour, and I'm joined here in the studio by Joe, Phoebe and Will, and we're going to be bringing you all the latest news from the University of Nottingham's Bucks campaign so far, as well as talking about two special teams, Notts County and of course Nottingham Forest. We have got some absolute amazing content coming up that we were able to get this week, including the first bit which will be coming up is an interview that Joe and I conducted with Nottingham Forest midfielder Matty Cash, who came down to the studio the other day, and we were fortunate enough to get an interview with him. This is our interview.
This is URN Sport.
So we're delighted to be joined here in the studio by Matty Cash, a Nottingham Forest player and a graduate of the Nottingham Forest Academy. Matty, thank you very much for coming down and agreeing to this interview with us. So we're going to start things off by talking about the start of the season and your thoughts on how the season's gone, both for you personally, obviously coming back from your injury, and also for how the team's been doing overall with a bit of a mixed bag of results, it's probably safe to say, but some encouraging signs, it has to be said.
Yeah, definitely. I think the lads have started the season off really well. Obviously, I've been injured. I picked up the injury in pre-season, which was a little blow at the time. But now I'm feeling stronger every day in training, and I'm easing my way back into the team. So, yeah, I've just got to be patient, like with myself and stuff. And the gaffer's speaking to me and telling me that I've got to just keep working hard, and hopefully I'll get my chance. And when the chance comes, I need to take it. So, but now the lads have been quality at the start of the season. I think we're ninth in the table now, and to be fair, we're taking every game as it comes. There's so many games in the Championship on the Saturday and then the Tuesday or whenever it is, so yes, yeah, it's just a matter of taking every game as it comes and trying to get results, and then we look at the table hopefully after Christmas, and then hopefully we'll be up there. So yes, it's a really good start, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, you touched there on the gaffer, Mark Warburton, how he's changed up the system this year. Obviously, you're playing now much more in a 3-5-2. Does that make you more concerned when you will be coming back into the team, potentially a bit more competition for places, or are you looking forward to the challenge of breaking back in again and showing everyone what it is they've been missing?
Oh, of course. The main part of the football is challenging to get yourself in the team, and everyone wants to play for the gaffer, and we've got a fantastic squad, so there's strength in all round of the positions, whatever the formation is. I know at the moment we've played some different formations this season, so now I'm looking forward to the challenge to hopefully getting myself back in the team and getting some games under my belt. So yeah, it's always nice to have that challenge.
Yeah, and you're someone obviously that of course has come up through Forest Academy along with several other members of the current squad, obviously Ben Osborne and Ben Brereton as well, two teammates of yours. Just wanted to know what your thoughts were on how Forest Academy is doing at the moment. It's fantastic for us to see obviously all these great talented players coming up, and from someone that's gone through that road, what's it been like for you?
Yeah, coming through the academy and into the first team was a hard two working years, to be fair. We've done a lot of early mornings and a lot of late starts, so now it's definitely a lot of hard work paid off now, obviously breaking into the first team last season, two seasons ago, and getting my chance. So yeah, there's some fantastic players, young players into the that breaking through, and still haven't broke through. There's still some young 15, 16 and younger that are coming through, so it's always nice to see a young lad get their chance and come up, the likes of Ben and Joe and myself and Osborne and stuff. So it's nice to see that. Yeah.
Well, Matty, it's a very warm welcome today to you from the University of Nottingham. And you're actually here on behalf of Nottingham Forest introducing a new ticket deal for students, £5 ticket deal for the game against Norwich City coming up very shortly. Of course, that's a part of many other ticket deals that Forest have had in place this season, which has seen their attendances rise hugely. 25,400 is their average attendance this season. How big a factor has the crowd played in Forest's season to date?
Oh, this season, the support from the fans and from people coming down has been magnificent. Obviously, it's such a big club and the fan base is massive, and it helps. It actually helps the team when we got such a big crowd at the City Ground cheering us on and stuff. It's that extra man, but definitely is, because I've played in it. So yeah, it's been some fantastic support. Obviously, I haven't played in it this season, but I've been looking at it, thinking I can't wait to get back out there. And it's always good to see some young fans and older ones as well coming down.
And like we've mentioned, of course, you're a graduate from the Nottingham Forest Academy and broken into the first team. Of course, this isn't the first sort of community visit you've been on behalf of the club. You've been to various schools, and of course Christmas coming up as well. What kind of activities, and how do you think the community and, you know, meeting people in the community really benefits the club and the support as a whole?
Oh, I love coming down and meeting new people, because like me myself as still a young lad, I've been through the thing where I went to a college and I nearly went to a uni, and luckily I got the opportunity to come and join Forest. So no, I love coming to visit schools and visit new people and make the kids and that happy meeting Forest players. It's always nice to see that on, like, a smile on their faces and stuff. So no, it's always a pleasure to come down and meet new people.
And former Nottingham Forest manager Stuart Pearce actually visited the university in 2014. How important do you think it is for the club to forge links with universities in the city and local businesses and institutions?
Yeah, of course, it's nice to, obviously for you guys as well, to have like the likes of Stuart Pearce coming down, and it gives obviously everyone a boost, and to see that it gets the university's name out when you get the likes of like them people coming down. So yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
This is URN Sport.
Interesting week, has to be said, then, for the University of Nottingham. An incredible good win ratio, it has to be said, but the results are a bit scattered. There wasn't really a consistent line when we were looking through them earlier, it has to be said. So each of the guys in the studio have picked a certain match or a certain team that they want to sort of focus on. So we'll throw it over to you first, Will, if you want to lead us off with the team that you've selected to have a chat about.
Yeah, I'm just impressed with the futsal results this week. 6 wins out of 7. You know, we had the guys on from futsal on the show recently talking about how it's a relatively new sport, and it's great to see how kind of leading the way in its progression with these kind of impressive performances. I mean, disappointing for the seconds to lose 2-1, narrow game to Loughborough, but you know, it's a tight game. I'm sure they'll bounce back next week. Apart from that, wins all round.
Yeah, indeed, it was a very solid performance for our futsal team when we go through the list. I think probably the pick of the results has to be the 11-6 home win against Birmingham First, so that's a very solid result there for the men's thirds. Full congratulations to them. Also a 7-0 victory for our women's seconds against Oxford Brookes First, and the men's first winning 8-4, so all against Leicester's First. So all looks to be going well, it has to be said, then, with futsal. Joe, over to you then for the team, the society that you wanted to pick out this week to put under the spotlight.
Yes, well, I wanted to put hockey under the spotlight this week, Jeremy. Not a great week by their standards, it has to be said, but nonetheless, 6 wins and 5 defeats is no mean feat by any teams at the University of Nottingham in the Bucks divisions. A big victory for Nottingham Trent, has to be said, for the in the men's first category. That top result there, 3-0. An away victory for Nottingham Trent against the University of Nottingham on home turf. That will hurt them deeply, having beaten Nottingham Trent 2-1 a couple of games previously down at Clifton. They'll be hurting very much from that, but nonetheless, they retain their spot at the top of the league in their division. You've also got wins there, notably for the men's third team against Worcester's First. We talk a lot about strength and depth on the Thursday Sports Show for all of our clubs at the University of Nottingham. That's a prime example there of strength and depth. 16-0, a victory there against Worcester's first team. The men's fifth team as well, another defeat to Nottingham Trent, not so good this week. But the women's first storming on at the top of their division, 2 points clear on 13 points at the start of this season. This time, a 3-0 win this week against Leeds Beckett's First. So the hockey club doing well, I think, as a whole, but nonetheless, a slight blip this week that I think they'll want to recover themselves. But nonetheless, a very, very good start.
Yeah, well, the hockey club have had a good season, has to be said. It's been in and out. I mean, we thought for a bit that perhaps the loss of some of their experienced players in both first and second teams for the men's and women's might come back to haunt them, and this would probably be an indication that it's the first week where they have suffered a little bit, but we can allow them a bit of leniency when they've been playing so well, it has to be said, over the last couple of weeks. So Phoebe, over to you then for which society is it that you look at the results that you have picked out as the one you want to look at?
Well, I think it's fair that we should really mention the squash team, who won an outstanding 11 out of their 12 matches, 8 of them being a clean sweep. And I think it's only fair to mention the men's fourth team beating Aston's first team 3-0. That was a home match. And also the men's first team beating Loughborough's first team 5-0. I mean, Loughborough's always been quite a big rivalry for us, so it's quite nice to always win some matches. But all round, it's been a great week for squash.
Just on squash there, in the three games that they played, just looking at the standings for both the men's and the women's first teams in their divisions, both of them, well, I'll start with the women's first team, they're 27 points clear at the top of their division in Bucks, ahead of Edinburgh on 60 points, with Edinburgh second on 33. And for the men's as well, they're on 59 with a 20-point margin. So absolutely staggering in terms of a start to the season from their point of view. And, you know, like Phoebe said, a fantastic set of results there from the squash side this week. Clean sweep all round. Keep it up.
I'd just like to say about the lacrosse team as well. You know, a bit of a mixed week, but it's come out slightly positive with 4 wins from 6. The men's first with a very narrow 11-12 loss to Loughborough. You know, that's disappointing, but it's a good game for neutral. But luckily for Nottingham, the women's first got their own back against Loughborough with a 14-6 victory. So that's a bit of retribution there.
Yeah, I think we should mention the women's tennis team. Their first, third, fourth and fifth team all won their matches this week. The women's first team against St Andrews first, 10-2, that's a great score there. The women's third team against Cambridge first team, another score, 10-2. And then the fourth and fifth teams both winning 12-0. So great all round from the tennis there.
This is Adam Pratchett, your sports officer, and you're listening to URN Sport.
That was indeed Alan Pratchett, who I'm sure will be very happy that his team overcame their defeat that they suffered last Varsity Series round and did beat Trent. They were certainly looked much more the best team and the much more confident team, so we can just have fingers crossed then for when the actual Varsity rolls around. We're going to go back to something we briefly touched on at the start of the show, which was the whole reason that Matty Cash and members of the team from Forest came down to talk to us. The initiative that they've offered for us, Joe, on the ticket prices, and well, for Joe and for all of you guys here, just so as we're talking about it, you know, as fans of sport and as spectators, that sort of offer, especially for students, is fantastic at the moment. £5 for a ticket is absolutely brilliant, and it's something, the sort of local initiative we really want. It's, I mean, we covered last year a big special on the price of participation, which was of people just paying to get involved in sport and to pay for it with all the costs of kit, membership and stuff. This is the sort of stuff I think we all want to see now from these big sports facilities giving back to the community.
Yeah, well, a year previously to that, we also did a Price of Sport special investigating the price of going to watch sport in the Nottingham area, with special surveys and coverage of the Nottingham Panthers, Nottingham Forest and Notts County, and how their ticketing prices fared and how they compared to each other. And it's very difficult, I think, to get in on a basis with chairman and the marketing executives at those clubs, you know, discussing to them that students in Nottingham represent such a massive body of population that it's absolutely silly and ridiculous that this hasn't really been tapped into before. And I think the marketing team at Nottingham Forest have finally now realised that with this £5 ticket offer that was presented on Tuesday with a new partnership with the University of Nottingham, which is really, really good to see. But it just shows, you know, the power of the student demographic, and how in Nottingham in particular, such a student-based city, how, you know, and you know, so many people love sport as well, invariably quite a lot of people who go to both the universities. So on that basis, it's really good. Another interesting point to touch on is the fact that Nottingham Forest and Notts County offer very, very similar pricing in terms of their tickets. £330 for a cheapest season ticket at Forest, £310 at County, both with their cheapest single ticket at £20. That being, of course, in the BBC's recent price of football survey, £20, of course, being an adult price ticket rather than the student deal. But nonetheless, with that £20
fee for League Two football compared to the Championship. I think Forest are definitely doing things right in terms of a marketing basis at the moment, and you know it's definitely very, very promising in terms of getting bums on seats, and that's shown with their 25,000 plus average attendance this year as well.
I think the deal is great, really, especially with Forest at the moment, ninth place, you know, pushing on those playoffs. There's no reason not to get down there for so cheap and just to support them, and those extra fans can help push Forest on for these exciting times.
Yeah, and I think the fact that the Tuesday game is at home as well, it's always nice to have a bit of support from home, and the fact that it's going to be £5 per ticket will just encourage people and students as well just to get down there, support our local teams. I think it's a great incentive, really.
Yeah, I was told earlier today by the University of Nottingham's commercial officer that apparently already this deal has already had 300 students take it up. So it is fantastic to see already that there's been such an uptake from the university towards this. A great deal, it has to be said then, that is benefiting all those involved. They aren't the only ones, though, when we think about that do these student deals, because, of course, County, they've also recently woken up to the fact that the student market is a very profitable one and very pivotal one, because they're offering, I believe it's £10 for this. There's a FA Cup game, I believe, coming up, which I believe they're offering £10 tickets to for students, which is, again, by football price standards. Yes, I know people say it's League Two, but it's an FA Cup fixture, which is always a special atmosphere for anyone to be part of. But to for these football teams then start to be realising that they potentially need to rejuvenate their fan base, I think that's probably one of the key things that they've looked at here.
Yeah, it's been really significant, that factor, Jeremy. I'd say, adding to that, the form of both clubs, of course, with Notts County being top of League Two on 32 points, has got a massive factor in terms of getting bums on seats, with that aspect of their form being so good and the reliability that if you go to Meadow Lane on a Saturday afternoon or a Tuesday night, you are likely to see a good high standard of football for that level. Similarly with Forest as well, they've won the majority of their home games this season, which of course has helped get crowds through the turnstiles and, you know, get those attendances above 25,000, which is actually higher than seven Premier League teams in terms of average attendance, which is phenomenal, really, for a Championship team. And in comparison to last season and the atmospheres that have been prevalent at the City Ground in previous years, it's stark when you go to the City Ground this year. You know, you've got almost a full house in the away and home ends, and the crowd cheering, you know, families as well as, you know, young adults, a whole variety of people that are enjoying their football. So I think it's really, really good to see. And these ticket incentives have not just extended to the student level. Forest did £20 for adults all through September. Notts County, of course, did the free student tickets against Forest Green Rovers. That saw their attendance rise up to 13,000 people. So, you know, this is not a new thing, and it's definitely a very good strategy that both clubs have employed this year.
Yeah, it is indeed a very good approach, has to be said, by both clubs for getting involved. Now then, let's move from things off the pitch to things that have been going on the pitch, and look at both teams' form. At the moment, Forest have been incredibly enjoyable to watch, has to be said, because you don't know what's going to turn up. They've had two really completely flip side results, it has to be said, on the bounce. The first game we're going to probably look at, I think, would be the Reading result, which unfortunately didn't go their way, but then they came back and stormed to a victory against QPR. It's a nervous time to be a Forest fan.
Yeah, Forest, you know, since their defeat to Derby, which is unlucky, I think they have really turned it around. Now 3 points off the playoffs. You know, Mark Walton, he did have his critics early in the season, but that attractive football is really starting to get results. And you know, the Reading game, I think, was a blip, because against QPR, 4-0, some great football in show, and I think there could have been a few more goals. And especially bringing in Tyler Walker, he scored two goals against QPR. He's a young player, 21. He's got that kind of fearlessness with his pace and ability to go with that, and I'm really enjoying watching him play.
Yeah, I agree with you very much there. In terms of Forest's recent upturn in form after the Derby result, I think Mark Warburton would have really drilled it into his team in the dressing room and on the training ground just how important that defeat was in the context of the season and how they really needed to bounce back from that result. I mean, the latest win, 4-0 against Queen's Park Rangers, like you said there, Will, two goals from Dyla Walker, a phenomenal young talent. We've seen so many of those at the City Ground in recent years, coming into the starting lineup, you know, proving a point. More selection dilemmas for Mark Warburton, of course, with the plethora of players he has at his disposal, especially in an attacking sense as well. Goals from Dowell and Mackay as well. Dowell, fantastic form after that hat-trick against Hull City 2 weeks previously as well. So they're doing very well. It'll be interesting to see in their next game coming up this weekend, which is away at Birmingham, how they fare. Of course, Birmingham languishing in the relegation places at the moment after a dreadful season for them, to be honest. Steve Cotterill's got a very, very big task on his hands left by Harry Redknapp, who, of course, departed recently. So it'll be interesting to see how they fare in that game. But like you said, 2 points off the playoffs. Mark Warburton seems to have steadied the ship after his critics at the start of the season, and you know, we hope that, I mean, a lot of Forest fans understand that the club are in a transitional period, so there's no doubt that expectations, I think, are low for this season. But if Mark Warburton can steer the club to mid-table or just outside the playoffs, I think many supporters will be happy with that.
This is URN Sport.